Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. And now, play ball. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hinton for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Odom covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is hit by the pitch. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Nosek moves to second. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. NASEC scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kubiak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lee May now playing right field. Chuck Hinton now playing second base. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Donaldson moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Donaldson moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nasek hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Donaldson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Cater moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Orlando Pena now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0-for-1 in the game. Odom hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Odom reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kubiak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosger, who is chasing the ball. Sims reaches third base with a triple. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosger. Brown reaches second base with a double. Sims scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jim King pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Culver now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing second base. Chuck Hinton now playing center field. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof strikes out. 1 out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Odom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horton strikes out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. 2 outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Cater reaches second base with a double. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Culver. Cater moves to third. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nasek hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for George Culver. Tony Pierce now pitching. Don Demeter pinch hits for Fred Whitfield. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is hit by the pitch. Brown moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez pinch runs for Don Demeter. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Krause now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Roof and he is out, Donaldson applying the tag. Brown moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gosger strikes out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-3 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Roof reaches second base with a double. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster takes first base on ball four. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roof scores. Webster moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Horton reaches second base with a double. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nasek takes first base on ball four. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-4 in the game. Hinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Roof strikes out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubiak strikes out. Two outs. Tim Talton pinch hits for Diego Segui. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Talton moves to third. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Donaldson reaches second base with a double. Talton scores. Campaneris scores. It's Indians, 6, Athletics, 6. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosger. Horton reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cater strikes out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nasek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Nasek reaches second base with a double. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday pinch hits for Phil Roof. Luis Tiant now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. 2 outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nasek scores. Gosger moves to third. It's 8-7, Indians. Dick Green pinch hits for Jack Aker. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.